on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Victorian Form Preview. Today we are racing at Pakenham. Just the one meeting on this Friday because the night season has officially ended as we enter the winter racing period. And Harry White, it's a big day for Harry because, unfortunately for Harry, he's paired with me and it's your happy birthday as well, Harry. Hopefully we find some birthday winners today. What do you make of the Pakenham card?
Yep, hopefully we do, Michael. Happy birthday to you too. It's a nice looking card. There's just not a heap of value around, but I'm confident that we have plenty of winners, so that's good enough.
Well, that is very good indeed. We are racing on the synthetic and got good chances today, great chances over the weekend. Always great to catch up with Michael Kent Jr. as well. Good morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, is the other half still enjoying himself up in the free sunshine state?
He very much is. Yeah, no, he's just training four horses. What a luxury.
Well, he deserves a bit of a break as well. Tell me, how did Ayrton pull up from last week?
Yeah, super, super. Actually, it's most interesting listening to Vince Accardi's podcast. I like listening to that one. And yeah, if you listen to that one, you'll sort of understand probably what happened a bit more, a high-pressure race, and the horse ran super. I think that's the sort of race he needed to sort of bring him forward, and now he's felt that pressure under race day conditions. Yeah, I'm very, very keen to see him next Saturday with J-Mac to ride.
J-Mac on board next Saturday. So that's good. That'll be his final run for the campaign, will it?
More or less. I'm not sure what else there is for him, but yeah, I think so. You know, the deeper you go into this prep, the less time you've got to freshen up for the spring. So three runs would be lovely.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing him next week as well. I'll ask you about your Saturday runners, but before so, we need to see if we can try and build a bank today at Pakenham. And you kick it off in race number two with Francie Girl over the 1,400 metres. And it's a firm favourite by Toronado, only seen on one occasion and not far away. At Cranbourne over 1,200 metres. Taken much improvement from that run?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, they all should. And up in trip, it definitely suits. I don't think a two-year-old has beat the older horses yet in the maiden, but this is the month where it starts happening, June, July. So hopefully she's the first one to do it. This race does lack a lot of quality. So, you know, I'm not sure if she's metropolitan class yet, but she did run very well on debut, you know, got pushed wide on the bend and was very good late. I think could miss her last furlong. So I'm probably going to tell the stewards that we'll be rolling forward here. I don't want to get stuck behind some of these on the synthetic track and just cruise along and end up in the first four somewhere. And she's definitely trained on the right way, Michael. We're very happy with her here at home.
Do you find that most of your horses do handle the synthetic when they get to them for the first time?
Ours do, because here at Caulfield we have the poly track and it's exactly the same surface. So I know that track's been very firm, they're running very fast times, but honestly, hand on heart, ours have been pulling up super. They try it very well the next day, but I think that's because they're used to that type of surface. It's very different to running on grass where there's a lot more grip on the poly track and they don't slide over and roll their foot over. So I think training on that surface is most important.
And you've got Scorpius a little later in the day, you've got 63.5 kilos. Jay Mott on board, about $11. Is it an each-way play today?
You'd be brave. It's been a long time between drinks. We're very lucky. He works well at home, but obviously his form is average. Trying something different today, we'll try and ride him back over 1,200 and work home. But, I think just watch him and hope for the best.
All right, what about headquarters tomorrow where you'll be? Cumberbash goes around in race number four again. Haven't seen a win for a little while. It's a big price, $23. What do you make of Cumberbash tomorrow?
Yeah, these are very much still a bunch of horses. I think sort of ride of the race will sort of win. He's trained on fine. He was only beaten a very small margin last time and he's possibly over the odds a little bit, but yeah, he's a place chance at best, but I'll just be watching him and hopefully he wins for the owners.
What about Redwood Shadow? This is a horse that shows a lot of staying potential, but it's just finding it hard to win of late. What about tomorrow?
Yeah, it's been a bit frustrating. So we put the blinkers on thinking we were smart, but you know, an owner pointed out to us that, you know, and quite rightly, well, it hasn't really improved him. And we said, well, you're probably right there. So we just taken them off. I see he's $4.80. I don't know if that's the Jamie Carr factor, but he did get beaten a fair way last time, was fairly plain. He just backed off his work at home. He's pretty fit now, and just sort of trying to have a bit fresher going to this run. So I couldn't be confident of his last start, Michael, but on ability, he's definitely good enough to win.
And fifth position, Mick Sharkey's pretty keen on him. In the last, he was really good at Warrnambool at his Aussie debut.
Yeah, he was. And I'm sorry to the punters that he didn't win. He was heavily backed. But just was a tough day. Tough to make ground there at the start of the carnival. And Damien rode him beautifully from an outside barrier. He got into a good spot, but still couldn't work into the race fast enough. He's trained on beautifully. We've purposely done this sort of program of 4 weeks between runs. And he's a really, really nice horse. It's a big jump up in grade. So I think if he can win this, you know, he's going to stamp himself as a nice middle-class horse for the future. I like the horse. I think he's going to be in the first four. That's his natural sort of running pattern when he's over in Europe. And, he's all quality. He's a lovely horse, very clean-winded, and he's a very good each-way chance in an open race.
And you've got two up north as well, including Our Playboy, Immortal Love, and Sharky again, very keen on Our Playboy. Is he on the right tram?
Yeah, a bit of a tip there from the boss. Listening to the pre-race update to the owners, he thinks his horse is flying. Doomin's wrong track for him, and he missed the start a bit and stormed home. So I think big track, pace on, good barrier, and at $7, he's a very good each-way chance.
Runners everywhere this weekend, all around Australia, a couple in Adelaide as well. If you were having one bet tomorrow or today, who would it be?
It'd be fifth position each way. I think it's a nice price about a quality horse. And he's done the miles to be good enough to win at 2,000 second up.
Oh, we need to trim up that last leg of the quaddy. You may be the saviour, Michael. Best of luck over the weekend.
Righto. Thank you very much, Michael.
Michael Kent Jr. joining us there. All right, H, let's get into today's meeting at Pakenham and the first race. At Pakenham kicks off at 1 o'clock today, the first of eight, and we can take out 9 and 10. Points All Around is the favourite at $2.80. Mottram, $4.80. All Too Tough at $5. Who do we like here?
Well, Mottram and Points All Around come through the same race here last start over 1,200 metres. Both were first up. They all but crossed the line together. In the minor money, place getter spots. It was actually a photo finish to decipher who ran second and who was third. Mottram sat on the rails behind the leader, was held up for a run. Points All Round was wide without cover on pace throughout. So they both had excuses. I think Points All Round is the one that'll be winning, and the market agrees. To beat Mottram, Ready or Bust, in for third. He's gone around his $40 and $50 hopes in both runs this prep. It just sort of reiterates the calibre of this race. He hasn't been all that far away. And then Yasugai, the ex-Denny O'Brien runner, sparks some interest here. 6-5, 8-11.
6-5, 8-11 in the first race. Number two is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Take out number nine. Fancy Girl is the favourite here. We heard from McKent Jr., 225. Darugal Diamond at $2.80, Camerata at $8. So Fancy Girl certainly hit the line well last start, and as Mick said, this looks a pretty weak affair. Are you with the fave?
I'm not. No knock on that horse. That debut run was really good. As Mick said, it's a really, really modest maiden. Just taking on the older horses, she could definitely measure right up and put them away. I've just gone with Darugal Diamond. Still a 15-start maiden, but a first-up second placing here over 1,200 metres behind Prosecutor is a decent enough form reference. And that was the third time she's placed in her career. The other two runs were on the synthetic as well. Turf runs haven't been all that bad either. I think little confidence. The three on top of the 11, I think they're probably the only two live winning hopes. Maybe number two, Camerata's jumped out okay leading into this prep. And then number one, Afternoon Tea, next best. 3-11-2-1.
3-11-2-1 in the second. Race number three, over 2,200 metres, the three-year-old maiden take out 2-5-10. Domi Fiore is the $1.90 favourite. Magic Murphy at $2.60, and then you're out to $6 for Resolutions. They're the only three in the market.
Yeah, Dom Fiore, the favourite, scratch yesterday in preference to here, really does look to be the one to beat. The market reflects that. Stepped up from the mile to a similar distance last start at Echuca. It's been a trip. He's always given the impression he wants. He ran well. He just couldn't reel in a horse called Uniquely, who had the run of the race and had its hoof on the till for a win. Noting that said horse has subsequently run well in a stronger race since. I think Dom Fiore will derive great benefit from last start. Now he's raced over the trip. I think that he wins. I was hoping we get even money because it's my best of the day to beat Magic Murphy. Finished about half a length off Dom Fiore at Echuca. Had every chance in the run to get past him and didn't. Is still a danger. And then Resolutions and Who's You can fight out a minor money spot. 3-7, 11-9.
3-7, 11-9. Race number four, The Cruiser, is the $2.20 favourite here. Imprinted, $2.70. Divine Wit at $7. And a few out of this race, 5, 11, 12, 15 and 16. Who do you like here, Harry?
I'm with The Cruiser. It was only fair first up as favourite at Sale, but it was a stronger maiden, and I think realistically a similar effort probably sees him go close here anyway. The form through that race reads well, as does his own form. I mean, he ran second to Curran last prep. That horse ran second to Ayrton a few weeks back. Nose roll goes on. Bit of a wide barrier that's a bit sticky, but it's been negated somewhat with those scratchings. I just think The Cruiser should be winning. Imprinted the danger, coming off a fresh and sporting blinkers and a tongue tie. He maps to lead. Billy Egan in the saddle. He's been booting home good winners of late. And then maybe Divine Wit in for third. And Turf Flyer at a big price. If you were inclined to play exotics, chuck that horse in there. 8-3-1-9.
8-3-1-9. That's the first four down at Pakenham. We'll take a quick break and come back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Pakenham on the synthetic today. Harry White is finding us all the winners, and the first leg of the quaddy is race 5 at 3 o'clock. It's a 58 for the fillies and mares, take out 6 and 11. We've got the first race at Healesville Greyhounds about 4 minutes away, Harry, as well. But in this first leg of the quaddy, the favourite here is Tread Softly at $2.40. So Far Away, $3.80. La Zole at $6.50, and I Am Chickasaw at $9. How many in this first leg, Harry?
Just the top two in the market, Michael. I think it's a race in two. I'm siding with the ex-Snowden runner, now Matt Lawrie-trained runner, So Far Away. She brings South some pretty handy form from New South Wales. Looked quite good winning a recent jump out at Mornington. Blinkers are off, winkers on again, which she was wearing in that jump out. Maps to be midfield, maybe slightly worse. I expect her to be finishing off strongly. To beat the favourite, Tread Softly. I see, as I said, the only genuine danger in the race. She won well on debut. The form through that small maiden field has actually stacked up fairly well. She's also nicely weighted relative to the field with Josh Richards riding, claiming 3 kilos. Outside of those top two, La Zola and Feeling Good as next best, 5-1-3-8.
5-1-3-8 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,200. Take out number 1, Obi. I heard Enver Jusufobic, very confident with the Brecky boys this morning, is the favourite at 3.70. Torbrek at 3.90. Prosecutor, 4.40. And Unique Bambino, 7.50, Harry.
Yeah, I'm happy to stick with Torbrek, who I was batting up for first up at this track a few weeks back. I concede he did have every chance in the run, but it was a strong race. The race was won by award winner, who was the horse subject to the betting plunge when it won again at Caulfield last start. Second up last prep, Torbrek finished basically on par with Poland and Grand Slam. That's a good form reference. He'll be forward. I just hope he doesn't get buried on the fence. Obi is the danger. Managed to find one better in all three runs this prep and his last five runs overall. The form around him is good. He just loves being a bridesmaid. Unique Bambino racing really well this prep. I give enough of a chance to put into the quaddy at a bit of a price. And then Prosecutor was a good maiden winner at Track and Trip last start. I just think there's a bit more depth here. 5-4-6-9.
5-4-6-9 in the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 7 is a class 1 over 1,400 metres. Take out 2, 7, 10 and 11. Not a bad little race. This Super Yulong is the favourite first up. Benny Mellon, Matty Laurie at $2.50. Equal favourite, in fact, with Kermie from the Philip Stokes stable. Then we're out to Jen Wine at $6.50.
With Super Yulong, he's trialled nicely leading into this prep. The form around him from his first two campaigns reads very well. Tongue tie on, he does give weight to the field, but that's just because he's the best horse in the race. Number four, Kermie, won a maiden at Track and Trip 2 back after a string of minor placings and beat All Bar Wright and Rose here last start. We've seen that horse subsequently win again at Caulfield and remain undefeated. He'll be on the speed, might even lead, so should get his chance and is rightfully in the market. Holsters filled the minor money in three of four first up runs, two of which were over this trip, and he should be strong late. Into the quaddie as a knockout hope. Jen Wine next best, but will trim up with just 1, 4, and 3 ahead of 6.
1, 4, and 3 ahead of 6. Back with Harry White now, looking at the last race at Pakenham this afternoon, which is due to jump at 6:30. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. We take out 3, 6, and 12. Hell Jammy's the favourite here at $3.80. Gracias Amigo, $4.60. Lord Wonder, $5. And Trench Warfare, $8. How do we end the program, Harry?
Hopefully with a bit of value. It was sort of the best I could find today. Trench Warfare has been rolled as favourite in 4 or 6 runs this prep. So I concede the horse isn't the punter's pal, but there's been merit in the efforts, and the form through those races stacks up well. At around that $6.50, $7.50 mark, whatever it is now, I'm with him. Hell Jammy, the favourite, is coming off a last start win at Track and Trip in probably a similar profile of race, already adding to her impressive synthetic statistics. She actually goes around lighter than last run with the stable utilising Josh Richards, 3 kilo claimer. She can certainly win again. Gracias Amigo finished strongly from the back to be within a length of Hell Jammy last start. That horse was only first up, so strips fitter here. And number 13, Phantom Lady, goes into the quaddy at a bit of a price, maps to lead, and as we saw last start at Track and Trip, has the ability to dictate from up front and pinch the race. So I think that that horse is a must inclusion. 10-2, 1-13.
10-2, 1-13. So, Harry, how do we make a dollar out of today's Pakenham meeting?
Best race 3, number 3, Dom Fiore. I don't know if I'd take the $1.90. I think we can get even money come jump time. Value race 8, number 10, Trench Warfare. Quaddy, first leg numbers 1 and 5 only. Second leg 4, 5, 6. Third leg 1, 3, 4. And the last leg 1, 2, 10, and 13. Play of the day. I've done my numbers, Michael. Josh Richards, $3.20. Jockey Challenge seems like a good bet to me.
That does sound nice. Josh Richards is absolutely airborne. So that is the value play of the day. Now, Harry, have you had a look ahead to Flemington tomorrow?
Yeah, there's some nice races on. I mean, the first handful of races, the favourites all look pretty hard to beat. Race 3, number 12, Chief Altony. The way that horse won last start with such dominance, I think that it's rightfully well supported in the market in race 3, and I think that it can measure up and get the job done again. So race 3, number 12, Chief Altony, would be my best of the day. And as I said, you could certainly roll in Grand Promenade in the first and Snickerdoodle Dandy in the second into that, a three-way all-up if that's how you like to bet.
Yeah, that might be a nice little early play to build a bank for the quaddie, because we're certainly going to need that tomorrow. H, enjoy your day. Hope you get looked after. And more importantly, we find plenty of winners today at Pakenham as well.
Same to you, Michael. We'll chat next week.
Will do. Harry White.